4 years. And so to Pastor Kenneth Whalum, to all the other people who made that possible, great, great job. And so way to go. So you now can cruise on MLK in Memphis, Tennessee. We've been talking about this Stand Your Ground law, folks, and the, of course, the voter ID laws that really is about voter suppression all across this country. And the American Legislative Exchange Council, a conservative group, the Koch brothers and others fund, they are behind these particular laws, as well as the obviously the voter ID, in partnership with the NRA when it comes to Stand Your Ground, or some call Kill at Will. Well, colorofchange.org, they have gone after this group, but also the folks who fund them. And Coca-Cola, they have decided to withdraw funding from the group because they say what their political causes do not match Coke's mission. So Rashad Robinson, he is the executive director of Color Change, joins us this morning. Rashad, so how did this go down in terms of this petition drive to target the folks, the funders of ALEC?
Well, we started the drive a little towards the end of last year, and we started with going out to our members, explaining corporate voters, the corporate-funded voter suppression, explaining what was going to happen this upcoming election if these voter ID laws were to remain in place, and walking people through how the American Legislative Exchange Council, through what they call model legislation, created these bills all across the country and pushed them with the support of major corporations. And so we started to send a message privately to a number of these corporations that they can't come for black folks' money by day and try to take our vote by night. And some corporations started to have conversations with us. And so Pepsi actually pulled out of ALEC at the end of last year. And now we're starting over these next couple of weeks to have our members make phone calls, to show up, to do all the things that we need to do to the corporations that haven't pulled out of ALEC. We started with Coca-Cola, but there are a number of other corporations that are now on notice with that same message, not just about voting rights, but also as the Trayvon Martin tragedy has captured America's attention. We want all of our members, black folks and their allies all around the country, to understand that ALEC was also behind these Stand Your Ground, Kill at Will laws, too.
All right. So what are the companies?
The other companies that we're going to be targeting over the next couple of weeks will be companies like AT&T, Kraft, Johnson & Johnson. These are major companies that have marketing plans to reach black folks and at the same time are supporting ALEC, whose mission is to pass these laws which continue to hurt black communities, whether it's the discriminatory voter ID law or whether it's mandatory minimum sentencing or the kill at will laws in Florida and 25 other states. ALEC has been behind these laws. They have worked to push these laws, and they have done it with full support from major corporations that continue to come to black folks for their money.
Now, how do they fund them? So are they just simply members of a group, or are they simply providing corporate support?
So they're providing both. It's a mix of corporate support. They sit on ALEC's board and get to actually vote on the legislation. So, for instance, Coca-Cola, which we applaud for making the right decision here, actually was sitting on the board when ALEC decided to push discriminatory voter ID laws. So they were actually on the board and had a vote in determining whether or not that would be part of ALEC's agenda. And so these corporations are not just sort of blindly writing checks. They are absolutely part of the agenda setting at ALEC.
Well, certainly glad that Coca-Cola stepped up and did that. We certainly appreciate that. Keep it up, Rashad. Thanks a bunch.